the mama and the war president. The sight of Cindy Sheehan, bereaved California mother of her soldier son, Casey, holding a protest in the summer heat of Crawford, Texas, drives through the hearts of many, perhaps millions, but certainly of those parents whose sons and daughters are being sacrificed on the altar of oil wealth in the urban wilds of Iraq. It is a measure of American disengagement with the processes that led to war that when a U.S. network attempted to get an opposing view, it interviewed an Hispanic mother who lost a son in Iraq and who predicated her support of the continuing presence of U.S. troops on the events of 9/11. Sheehan, her presence fueled by a mother's loss of her child, would never make such a mistake. She speaks clearly, knowingly, and condemns not merely the meaningless loss of her son, but the war proper. She notes in clear, undeniable terms that there is no connection between the events of 9/11 and Iraq, and reminds us of the dreaded weapons of mass destruction lie that convinced many to suspend their objections and misgivings and support this boneheaded imperial dream of remaking the Middle East. Sheehan has demanded a brief but substantive meeting with a man who sent her child into death, and America's war president, who will be in Crawford for about a month, has declined her invitation. In his stead, right-wing talking heads and propagandists have taken to the airwaves and op-ed pages to attack the woman for daring to really exercise her alleged constitutional rights of protest. She is essentially told to be loyal, which means shut up, go home, and don't criticize the commander-in-chief. As a matter of fact, a similar sentiment seems to obtain for soldiers. Shut up, follow orders, and kill or die for your commander-in-chief. In short, in the service of empire, both the views of parents and the lives of young recruits are expendable. The common denominator? Shut up. What a strange message to emerge from a country claiming to be a democracy, engaged in building democracy in the Middle East. Cindy Sheehan has every right to be in Crawford and every right to protest the bogus war that snatched the young, promising life of her son, Casey. She knows, as thousands of other mothers and fathers have come to know, that their sons and daughters didn't die to bring democracy. Their lives were lost to ensure the wealth and maintenance of princes, kings, and presidents, of corporate directors, of Halliburton, of the rights of the elites, not the working many. She has every right to protest. She has every right to pitch a fit. She has every right to rage. The wonder is that there are not tens of thousands more. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.